Hello, everybody. Pastor Pat Rankin, my co-host and friend. He is a runway model. Mike Wood Sr.
You got something to say about it.
Look at this. We are displaying some sweatshirts. Get your sweatshirt. I don't know if I'm spelling this right or not, Mike. I'm going to kick it out there. Get your sweatshirt. Did I do that? Did it go out?
I didn't say it.
Let's try that again. Let's see. Oh, it's not writing. Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany.
Yes.
Good hello, morning. Hello. I don't know why my thing ain't working. My keyboard's not working.
Maria?
What's going on? My keyboard's not working. Donna Wood's on. Let's do the hellos. Donna Wood, Marcy Tolis, Michael Tucker, Tiffany Short, and I don't know who else is on there. We're going to get everything cracked. Donna Spangler's on. Want to say hello to all you. Thank you for being on the show. Kelly Stanford, Mandy Schulte, Becca Law. Hey, want to talk to you about
Janet.
How comfortable are you? We got it. Let's see. Let me take a look at it. There you go. All right. How comfortable are you in your nice new sweatshirt?
Man, this is absolutely a great...
What's the matter?
We're trying to get our thing. We're trying to get our thing connected.
Yeah, it's great feeling. Well, anything new's good.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is I've been thinking about... these sweatshirts, and I think I've only wore this one twice, maybe three times. Now, don't quote me on the price. Let's see. You can quote me on the price. If it's small through XL, it's 35. If it's 2X, the 3X is 38. So I got one. Mike's got one. These are embroidered. These isn't stamped or anything like this. And then here's the new one that I am going to be wearing very soon. Sweatshirt, 25 for small through XL, and then 2X and 3X is 28. Embroidered, same material, same smoking sweatshirt. Order yours today. We have these in stock. We don't have many in stock. I just want to let you know. And I don't think they're going to stock our pile for any more because we're headed into summer. But you'll get the end of this March to wear it. You'll obviously wear them all in April. And we need to see, Jess, see if we can get these comments on here for some reason. I'm having those. Thank you. So here's the other thing. This shirt, I already have this as well. Boom, boom, boom. Look what's on back. $10. $10. This is popping. So I wanted to, I just really wanted to get some of this stuff out to you. Thank you so much. All right, let's say do the hellos, guys. We're stutter stepping here. I'm not seeing anyone's comments. All right, they just came on, Donna. We didn't see them till now either. All right. Gary said, good morning, church family. Donna Woods says, I'm not seeing anyone's comments. Dot Moore said, good morning, everybody. Karen Lonning, good morning to you. Got you on the prayer list. Jeannie, we're going to be praying for you and your granddaughter. Loves the T-shirts. Mike Madelon, good morning, church family. Praise report. Donna, she got a skilled nursing facility. Good for you guys. Bear with me, guys. Roxanne Galati. Laurel Wyatt is on. Debbie Jeffries, what is on the back of the sweatshirt? There's nothing on the back of these sweatshirts, but I backed out and came back in. Yeah, you guys may have the, but anyways, we got everybody's comments. Dot Morse, Caroline, Jeannie. And Mike Madelon, his comments, Jeannie. Jason Hug, good morning to you, Jason Hug. Gloria Lawrence, good morning to you. And what great news she has, their daughter, Sarah, who doesn't have ALS, praise Jesus. And we're praying for her with a few other health issues. Bill and Debbie Jeffries are here. Stay with me, Mandy Schulte, Donna Spangler, Marcy Tolis, and Tiffany Short. All right, guys, if I missed you, I am sorry. We're trying to play catch up here. Let me pull everybody down. And
share the show.
Share the show. Donna Shadrowski, Christina Schumacher, Sandra Maxwell is all getting ready for Good Friday. Jason Hugg says, I need to get some Have Bible Travel shirts. For sure you do. Tim Ross says, good morning. And Deb Mays says, good morning. Tim Ross said, good morning, Mike Sr. and Pastor Pat. So bear with me just a second here, guys. All right. So we plugged the shirts. Got these.
That's a great looking
one more.
Shirt
okay, that's 10 bucks. I got that. I actually wear that. I love that. This is, let me say this, and then I'll quit. You know, I don't even think we need to sell them. I don't think there's more than, there might be 10 or 12 over there. That's going to be about it. Anyways, you better get one or you won't have it. This right here, I was almost afraid to wear because I would get something on it. I love this. This is, when you pull one of these puppies on, you got it on all day. It's breathable. It's nice. It is not cheap. This is not a cheap hoodie. This is a very nice one. I'll go as far as to say this will probably be the best hoodie you got. And then here's the other one. This is popping. This and a pair of jeans, you're ready to roll. Embroidered. So there you go. Call the office if you got any questions. I'm not sure what sizes they have. But there you go, guys. I think Janet's putting it on there. We got some in stock. And I think I seen my wife out there too, didn't I? My wife on the show, she's headed to her pain management doctor. So I don't, maybe she's sitting in the... Mandy Garcia's on. Nice to see you, Mandy. And I got to talk to your friend the other day. Praise Jesus. Tim Parrish, you're on the show. Greg needs some new shirts. What size do you have in the black T-shirt? So if you call the office, Laurel, Janet, or one of the girls can tell you. All right. That's all the laundry business we got. Let's talk about Good Friday. And I apologize yesterday, guys. I got so jammed up. I was so jammed up, man. And then come home and taking care of my wife. I went from daylight till dark yesterday and didn't get a chance to push out some information on what Jesus was doing on Tuesday morning, but we'll cover all that, bring you update, and you got to be here for Good Friday service. Mike is going to be, I may have you preach one time.
What?
Here at church, and you could tell everybody where Jesus was, what he's doing, and
yeah, we've
all
been
that.
This a lot, hadn't we?
Yeah, it's Shannon Moody's there. Let's see, the rest of our in-stock apparel is on the right column. There you go. Aren't you glad you don't? Can I tell you guys something? I don't know if this young man's watching the show this morning, but I just got to tell you, I am so far out of IT stuff that, so we had to have our, I told you this.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, when I got done, this young man came to fix our internet at the farm. So I think our phone and our internet are separate. I don't know. But he had to go in and out, in and out, in and out, and then go up the road out there in Shelton, and I think a mouse got into the fiber optic cable and ate the fiber optic cable. And then when it rains, it grounds the wire out and calls 911.
Oh, man.
It was crazy. So anyways, God loved the young man. I can't think of his name, but he's such a nice guy. He went in and out, in and out, in and out of my house 10 times, I know, but... So he got it fixed. So praise God. So I'll let you guys know that our mouse lovers, the mouses, mice can cause a lot of grief.
Yes, they can. Oh, wow. They're...
A lot of grief. Can you imagine that, having a big company like that and having a mouse eat your wires? And they knew right where it was.
Yeah.
I guess they shoot something up the line, and then where it stops, they know where it is and all that. I guess, I don't know, maybe they use lasers or something. But anyways, what I'm getting at is when this young man was talking to me, he was talking about addresses, talking about IP, talking about internet, talking about phone, talking about and just like it was common language. And I'm looking at him, and I was just like, I have no idea what any of the stuff you just said means. All I know is nothing works out here.
I wonder what was going through his mind.
While he was looking at me? He's probably looking at me. He said, he's probably thinking, I know this old man knows absolutely. He was 33 years old. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
And God bless him. Thank God for young people.
Yes, you better thank
I mean, you've seen over there on our shelf. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We got a modem over there. We got cameras over there. We got phones over there. I don't know what the heck. He goes, well, what's all this? And I go, are you serious? You're asking me that? I said, I have no idea. I'm just here because my wife told me to be here. What do you think about that? Start the show with some prayer, Mike. Let's get going.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd just like to thank you ever so much for this beautiful sunny morning, and we'd like to lift everyone up out there. If they're going through anything at all, we know that you got it, and all we got to do is seek you and ask you, and you will take care of it.
Oh,
we're going to leave there at the altar and have a beautiful day and week, and be good and be kind to everyone you meet and greet. In Jesus' precious name, we ask healing for everyone. Amen.
Amen. Caitlin Scrimmon is on the show. So, Caitlin, how are you doing this morning? I'll bet Caitlin would like to have a hoodie. That would be great. So, anyways, I don't know how many's going to be left over, guys, to be real honest with you. So, get it while it's there. I don't think they're ordering any more for the season. I think what we got's what we got. John Richardson's on. Let's see. Who else is on? All right. I think we covered all that. So we are going to go to the prayer wall. You guys take some time, put your prayers up. I know there's a lot of prayer requests. Take some time, take 1 minute, type your prayer request up, or go to the prayer wall and you can put it up yourself. We do pray for people. We do believe in prayer.
Amen.
I believe God answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
We got a lot of that going on right now.
Thank you for all the answered prayers already, Jesus.
Yes, let's see. HBWT prayer wall. Man, I love how quick this is. I mean, I can just pop this thing up and we're ready to go. I want to say hello to Mark Moss. There's another brother that's answered the prayer. Mike Frost is watching. I'll bet he's warmer than we are.
Oh, I tell you.
Larry Burnett is on the show. Gloria Lawrence says, I can't share. I'm not sure what that means, Gloria.
You can't share the show.
Oh, can't share. Asking for prayers for the Scrimmon House. Won't go into details. God knows what we need. All right, let's pray for that right now. We're praying for Caitlin, Tony Scrimmon, and all the kids, Lord. We just love this family. They're a great young family. We love them and help them with whatever it is they need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, let's get going on the prayer wall. And, Mike, you write down any that you have that comes to mind. Brandon, nice to see you today, brother. Charlene Stouter's on the show. Here we go. We're going to just read them as they come. All right, we're going to pray for Phyllis Morgan. She didn't have her surgery. I know you guys were all praying, saying hello to Rita Cole and Tiffany Short again. I think they need to plan Phyllis's surgery out. So she got some stents putting in her heart. We got an anonymous prayer. We're going to lift that up in prayer. Linda Harden's got a friend. So let's go through some of Linda Harden's prayers. I know one's Mike Shea. I know one's her mom. And I know her new one is her friend, Juanita. So we're doing that and lifting that up for you. Mandy Garcia needs prayers for guidance in her situation dealing with some things. Okay. Becca Law is praying for her grandson, Taylor, and his family. Okay. They lost their grandmother. Leanne Loudon's friend, Ruth. Is diagnosed with cancer. Andrea, trying to think. Oh, I got to pray with Andrea. So, Andrea, I hope you're watching the show. Love you. Praying for you. Mind and thoughts. The enemy's trying to attack her. Okay, Jerry Ford, thank you for updating. Marie Conley was fully recovered. Thank you. From hernia surgery, good. And then I know her husband, Gary, was looking for some relief. So we are praying for Daddy-O. Yeah, with the loss of his brother, Bill Jeffers, we're praying for healing for him, and obviously Karen Lining, prepping her body for upcoming surgeries. Cindy Ford wants to pray for Vicky, as she is having a tumor removed. Pain management, speedy recovery for Pastor Jay. Pastor Jay, our hearts are with you today, brother. We have a friend at North named Julia West who needs some prayers, and we just lift that up to the Lord. Don't need to go into all that. And Aunt Jen's got a nephew, James, who needs prayer. Carol Harless needs prayers for her nephew, Josh, who has brain cancer. Lifting that up to you, Lord. And Linda, for her nephew, Chris Drainer. And it fell on his arm. That car fell on his arm. Man, wow. It was just horrible. And not that that's good at all, but thank God it didn't fall anywhere else other than the arm. I'm sure that's a tragedy itself. Donna, please pray for my mother-in-law, Donna. Okay, yeah, we got you, Mike Madeline, praise God. Angie Hughes praying for, she has a long list, lifting that up to you. Shell Johns, we're praying for Shell and her family and upcoming things she's working on. And my brother, Jeff McNeil, love you, brother. I hope you're watching the show this morning. Praying for you. And this one's looking for her husband to return home. We pray that too. Carrie's praying for her two sons. And one more guy's praying for Mike. He has a close friend who is battling some alcoholism. All right, let's go through what we got here, guys. We'll have Senior lift them all up. Just all right. Juanita's doing better. Good. Pray for good report on her head. Donna's, I think, is headed to the doctor today. Pray for parents who have spring break kids. Yeah. Deb Mays. She's off her insulin and blood pressure. Praise Jesus. And Deb, you're quite the health story. So praise Jesus for you. You're doing great. Mm-hmm. Jeannie says her sister's having a procedure on her heart this morning. Christina Schumacher, she needs to find peace. Christina Schumacher, in peace, the decision to move back to KC. She has moved back and forth several times. Brings up old trauma. All right. Mandy Garcia, clarity. Rita Cole, Tiffany Short. All right, Mike, that's it, buddy.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you, petitioning you for healing for all those needing a healing today. You know all the requests, even the unspoken requests that people are thinking, man, I wish someone would pray for me. Well, this prayer is for you. All those who unanswered will be answered by the Lord, your Savior. We continue to thank you for everything you do in our lives, and we just want to ask for a little special healing at this time of year. It's your time, as always, but it's a special time. And we ask you continue to bless us in every way you can as we pray for you and love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And a couple came in while you're praying, Mike. I want to say hello to Chrissy Gillette. Brandon needs prayers for Steve Lorenz. And Grandma Patterson. So, Lord, we just want to lift up Grandma Patterson to you and Steve Lorenz and our show. Lord, we pray not only for a movement of the Holy Spirit just for the show, but for the people watching it. My dear friends, stretch your hand out to the Lord and ask God to do a miracle in your life today. Don't look at the natural. Don't look at the what's going on. Believe in the supernatural work, the finished work at the cross. And trust in a movement of the Spirit of God in your life. Guys, take some time out and be with us as we delve into the Word today. Father God, we just pray in your name that all the stuff that is plaguing us goes away. Take it away, Lord God, and refine us to be more like you in our action, our speech, and our love walk. We reach out to you, Lord, and reach out to our brothers and sisters on the show. We walk, talk, and speak in love, and our bond in Christ is Lord, it's just our love for you. We love you, and we trust in you, and we pray, Lord God, that it's the glue that holds us together this morning. So, Holy Spirit, do your work in our lives. In thy name, amen.
Amen. Thank God.
We want to pray for Mark Healy and Ed Necker and the Kreider family and Nesser family. Let's do that, too. Let's just do that. Lord, just with the Kreider family and those with the Necker family and Mark Healy, we just lift up to you, Lord. And we're trusting and just believing with these brothers and sisters. And our faith is not going to be wavered or shaken. So bless us, Lord. Let us feel your presence this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You're probably wanting to know what happened. So I kind of told you that Jesus, you know, after we did the Palm Sunday service, you know, Jesus went in, looked at the temple, and it was a mess. People were doing things, selling product, making money off of stuff and all this kind of stuff. Jesus comes back in and he cleanses the temple. And obviously, he curses the fig tree then, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start on Tuesday. And and there's, you can read this story and bounce back and forth in the Gospels, different places. I kind of primarily have always stayed in Mark. I like the way Mark writes. And you wouldn't be wrong by doing whatever you wanted to do. But I'm going to take you on a journey on these days during Holy Week and excuse me, and take you to Tuesday, and we'll take you up to Wednesday, because this is Wednesday today. So, Mike, if you would, let's read where Jesus was on Tuesday and what he did after cleansing the temple.
And in the morning, which was referred to Tuesday, as they passed by, they saw a fig tree dried up from the roots.
All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fig tree. And we'll say hello to Nikki and Aaron Eaton out there at the Eaton family. You said that it was dried up at its roots, right, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Let me go back to Mark 11 with you. So let me ask you guys this. Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Type that in real quick. Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Let me punch this in. Let's think about this for just a second. Why did Jesus do that? Why did Jesus do that? I'll give you guys time to answer here real quick. So he comes back the next day, and Mike just said, did you say it was withered up at its roots?
Yes.
Okay, withered up at its roots. We'll say hello to Haley McGee. Nice to see you on the show today.
Yeah.
Well, we know that Jesus curses the fig tree. Because that's how you gave us free will. Yeah. We know that he curses the fig tree because it looked like a fruit tree, but it didn't bear fruit.
Okay.
And that's a sign of what happens to let you know that religion can't save you. You can't look, Mike, you can't look holy and not actually be holy.
You're absolutely right.
Holiness is not a look. It's an act of you surrendering your will. I've talked more about surrendering than I think I ever have since I've been in the ministry. I am fully convinced that for you and I to move forward in the kingdom of God, watch this. I don't know if I've ever said this. Not only are you going to have to die to self, but you're going to have to, here's the key, recognize who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
You have to recognize who you are.
You can't fool Jesus and you can't fool yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you need, you know, and here's what I say when, you know, and maybe this, when we do our Friday service and as we lead up and we do the Passover Supper, which is known now as the Lord's Supper. Maybe you'll be ready for the Lord's Supper and you will have taken inventory of actually who you are. Now, I'll describe it to myself. Once you really realize who you are, you'll find out how far you are from Jesus and how bad you need Jesus. And then you'll quit fighting with yourself and then you'll surrender.
Amen. You're absolutely right.
You'll
Pastor
surrender,
Jack.
But you have. Good morning to Keith Dennis. Thank you for being on the show, Brother Keith. You have to really realize who you are in order to come to Jesus. Because if you don't think, watch me, if you don't think you're that bad of a sinner, then you don't need Jesus. A lot of proud people don't think they sin that much, and then they don't think they need
to repent.
They don't need to repent, and they don't need a tune-up. They don't need a regeneration tune-up. Can you imagine that? I got to get, my wife's getting her oil change, and I'm getting my oil change in my car today. Can you imagine driving your car all over the place and go, I don't ever need to change oil. I told you, me and Kippy was changing the oil in a John Deere.
Yeah.
Let's do this for just a second. I would be a fool. I'm just speaking to myself. I would be a fool to have a garage full of all that stuff and think that I don't have to maintain that.
And I'll tell you what, that's...
You would be a fool to walk in there and go, well, I don't ever need to change the air filter. I don't even need to change the wiper blades. I don't need to change the oil filter, hydraulic fuel filter, crankcase oil. I don't ever need to do that. You're a fool if you think that way. You have to look at the condition of those implements and go, those things need to be taken care of. That's the same way you need to look at your spiritual body.
You know what? Your dad gave you a good example of how to take care of things, didn't he?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
There ain't no fix itself. Right. It's not like a cold. It ain't no getting better unless you do it.
There's nothing to sneeze about either.
Yeah.
You don't do that. That stuff is going to be ruined. And you don't really realize that till you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife that. I said, you know what? Sometimes you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. There's times when you got to slow down and take care. Say this with me. You got to slow down and take care of business. You know, it ain't always just going out to saddle up a horse.
No, you got work to do, don't you?
Guys, you have to realize who you are. Maybe you need to sit in front of a mirror today. Now, I'm not telling you to run yourself down. That's not what this conversation is. I'm talking about what's inside.
Amen.
I'm talking about what's inside. I'm not talking about you constantly judging yourself and do I need a haircut or lose weight or, you know, go on a treadmill. I'm not talking about any of that. That's between you and yourself. You need to look in the mirror and go, I finally figured out that my sin, watch me, is offensive to God, and I need him to do something about it.
Yes.
What he does is you got to surrender and let him come in and give you a tune-up and an overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
You need an oil change, senior.
I tell you, I believe it.
You get your oil change, don't you, in your Silverado?
Yes, I do. I get all that stuff done. I want to last a long time.
Steve Yaw says, because of the hypocrisy displayed by the Pharisees. I can't. I just, amen to that, Steve. I can't. And I'm not saying I can't stand when I say that. I don't like the arrogance of somebody being fake. You ever seen them on the TV and just look, what a bunch of phonies.
You know what? It's getting hard to watch any TV.
Well, who can watch it? I want to ask you this question. Who can watch the... My wife told me not to say the word crap. And let me tell you, I want to let you guys know for the record, it's not a cuss word. Do you know it was a guy's last name? John J. Crapper invented the flush box.
Yeah.
So I'm not, when you hear me say crap, I don't mean it in a way that's a curse word. My wife would probably tell you I don't cuss. I really don't. But when I say crap, I'm trying to let you know that I can't stand phoniness. I don't need to keep talking about this, do I?
I think it's funny.
I mean, I just, can you stand sitting there on TV watching that on the show and act like that's real?
Yeah, and then
okay,
sit
thank
there
you.
Hearing them tell you something like you think I believe that?
Yeah, what, who, does, let me ask you this, does the media think that all of us are stupid? I think it's an insult of your intelligence.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I think it's insulting to sit here I think it's insulting to sit here and them keep telling us, going to the podiums on these talk shows and go, everything's great. And I don't know. I heard that there was a state that took away the child from the parents because they wasn't letting them be a transgender.
Yeah.
And they shipped them over to another state or something. I don't even want to start on that, but I just, does the government think that they can raise your kids better than you?
They think they can doctor them better than you.
Let's see what Jason Hugg says. If a person thinks they don't know sin, they have to read First John. Yeah, you could go into any of the First John stuff. I don't know what in the world. I don't know why it took me so long. So whatever. I hope I'm making sense today. Let's see who's on. Brenda Stahlsmith is on. Good morning. Jason Hugg said you need to read First John chapter 1. So I love First John. Gloria says, Haley McGee, love you, Aunt Gloria. All right.
Jody.
And I guess Gloria, Haley was the one that got baptized. I wasn't able to be there because I had to be in the hospital with my wife. You take care of God's blessing he has given us. Marianne P. said hello. And actually, I sent out a video and Marianne P. said, I don't mind mucking out stalls. And I don't either. I'm used to it. So it's all good. Dennis Shriver says, good morning, everyone. Thanks for your prayers. We're reunited back in Missouri. Yep. And I can tell you for sure that Dennis lives in God's country. That is a beautiful. And I'll bet it was, Dennis, I'll bet it was windier than all get out up there yesterday. Well, 37 degrees raining and 20 mile an hour blowing. I am just froze.
You had that wood stove going out?
I didn't have time. I was, me and Kippy was in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. No, my niece Cameron, she will be at Westport Sunday. Okay. Let me say this, for all you guys who need to be baptized, get baptized. Get baptized. Call the office today. It's fine if it's Easter. I know that we're filling up the tubs. We're baptizing. If you're out at Moscow, we need to know if you got to be baptized. Baptism, baptism, baptism. All right, Mike, can you reread everything? Because I just went hog wild. Go back to Mark 11, please.
And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to his remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which ye cursed is withered away. Jesus answered and said unto them, Have faith in God. Literally, have the faith of God.
Stop. Very,
okay.
Faith. You can't have faith in fear. You can't have faith in doubt. Get doubt out.
Amen.
Get doubt out. Out, get out, out. I got to type that up. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and he that cast into the sea, and shall not, no doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass.
All right.
He shall have the whatsoever he says.
Does that mean this is a God is a name it and claim it God, a genie in a bottle that you can rub and all that kind of stuff? No, I don't want you to think you get, listen to me, help me describe this, and because you're better at it than me. Everything I ask God for, he doesn't give me it for one reason or another, and I don't know what all that reason is, because he knows better, and maybe maybe it's not right. The timing's not right now. He's not answering that. And then not him answering it means that I need to pray more, reflect more, or get back on my knees and do what he told me to do last time for the breakthrough. So there's a lot of reasons why some of you guys that are out there right now aren't getting answers from God. You need to pause, go back to do the last thing he told you to do. Get still with God, or it's not time for that to happen. So let's pause real quick and pray for clarity, and then pray that God would increase our faith. So Lord, you told us that you give everyone a measure of faith. And we pray, Lord God, that we get clarity of thought when you're speaking to us, that we're that our spiritual ears are open. Like you said, those who have ears, let them hear. We want to hear your voice this morning. And pause. We're going to use this whole show to draw closer to you, Father. And we want to be containers of goodness, containers of love, containers of your Holy Spirit. We want to pray and bless people. We want to pray and draw closer to you and away from ourselves, and really realize this morning who we actually are. And why we need you so bad.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jason Hug says, if we got everything we asked for, our lives would be way more miserable. That is an amen. Thank you for saying that, Jason. Miserable. Can you imagine asking, you know, back in the day? Well, I ain't going to get into it.
I just want to add this a little bit. The mountain they talk about in that verse is just a symbol.
Symbolic?
Yes.
Okie dokie.
You know, and God is a miracle worker, and God will do anything for his children.
Okay? Let me ask you this. Let's do this. If there's, and you don't have to get specific, but let's write them down. I know everybody, there's a lot of people on the show, and there's a lot of people that don't comment. Let's just do this today. And you can be very vague, so you're not exposing any, and I'm not asking you to do that. If God could do something for you this morning, what would it be? And I just want you to type that up. It can be one word. And you can be very vague, and no one's going to judge you no matter what. I'm not asking you to air. I don't want you to air business out. Just like, let's see. Let me do it, for instance. I got one for like me. So I got a lot of stuff going on. I need to make a lot of decisions today. I would say, God, I pray for direction and clarity. Okay? So I'll punch that in, and you guys punch in whatever it is you need, and then we're going to lift them up to the Lord and pray.
Amen.
All right? Yes, so stay with me for a second. So I'll just say, I'm going to say for myself, I'm going to say direction. What did I say? Direction and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll punch yours in. Do you have one, Mike?
Yes, I just would everyone to feel the love and love of Jesus.
Okay, love of Jesus. All right, love of Jesus. And we're just going to lift these all up to the Lord. If you guys are like me and Mike, and you believe in the power of prayer, let's do it. Let's do it. So we don't have to get all crazy and mention all our stuff. I'm praying for direction and clarity, and I would bore you to tears if I went through and told you all the stuff. But I feel the presence. Oh, Jesus. I just feel the presence of God. I got goosebumps. I feel the presence of God on our show today. Okay? So I feel that, and I believe it's real. And I believe you guys. I believe God's going to hear it. Let's start petitioning God together.
Amen.
I want to be a prayer partner with you guys. I want to be a brother. To my brothers and sisters out there, I want to be a friend, and God wants to help you, and I want to help. Let's get that together. And you stretch out your heart and your hands to the Lord, and let's just make this a time of prayer. Let's just make this a time of being at the altar of the Lord today. Just picture yourself being here at church and just being at the altar of the Lord. Just let everything go. Shut off your radio for just a second. Take 1 minute and just shut everything off. Just shut everything off. And you don't have to get on your knees if it's uncomfortable or it doesn't work. You're at work. Just sit in your chair. And here we go. We're just going to pray for all these. Just let's go through them. So, Dennis, we're going to pray for examination, relationship for children to God. Jason says our daughter. Heart's desire to come to through today, acceptance of Christ for the whole family, for Jeannie, Charlene Stoddard says diverticulitis, Shannon Stevens says pain free, and I pray for that too for my wife. Caitlin says peace and understanding, clarity of his word. That's a good one. Your will in my life. Debbie Jeffries for Bill, pain free for autoimmune issue. Daughter and Family for Marianne, Peace and Focus, Kids and Acceptance. Mandy said Discernment, Clarity and Peace. Get the Family Saved. I'll Touch My Daughter, Vieta said, and Roxanne. Peace with Herself, for Marcy Tolister, Find Acceptance of Myself. JD says, Believe that God gives us what we want to teach us a lesson. Amen. Okay, got a new one coming up. Lord, just another miracle for my daughter. We just do, and finally be able to move forward with healing for her family. And Don Shadrowski, the Lord's true joy, and prayers for the Bauer family. Mike, lift those up to the Lord. Would you please, sir?
Yes, I will. Thank Dear you, Heavenly Lord. Father, just thank Jesus. You. And as thank you can Jesus. See and hear these prayer requests.
Thank you, Lord.
And what we would do if we could
thank you, Jesus.
Get what we're asking for today. And that's for clarity, love,
thank
patience,
you, Jesus.
Guidance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Free of pain, free of guilt, free of...
Thank you, Lord.
Anything that bothers you,
thank
person,
you, Jesus. Forgive us.
We, as we open our arms out to you, our hands, we just want you to come into our lives, to take over our life, to direct us, encourage us, and to let us love others as you loved us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spiritually speaking, we love you, Jesus. We love you, and you love everything you continue to do for us. And we ask for that divine healing.
Thank you, Jesus. And, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For thank everyone you, out there with pain to have. Be free of their pain.
Hallelujah. Help me. Help my wife, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name, thank you for all the answered
you,
prayers.
Amen.
They continue daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, wow. You
wow,
know.
It's power. You know, not only the month of March, but obviously we are here now. We're
yeah.
in Holy Week.
Yes.
There, it's called Holy Week for a reason.
Yeah.
Let's be just flat honest.
Yes,
there's
it is.
There's something going on in the... in the cosmos today. There's something going on in the spirit world. There's something going on in the hearts of believers. They're drawn. You know what? Watch this. The spirit of God is quickened in our life.
Yeah.
If you read King James, quickened means to be brought alive.
Yeah.
Tell your family, I've been brought alive by the prayers of God's people and by God's love for me
yeah.
and his goodness.
Uh-huh.
My spirit has been quickened.
Yes, it has. I mean, yeah.
Wow. Mandy Garcia, I've been asking for the Lord to fill me up since the day of your sermon. The leaky vessel. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. I don't know why anybody wouldn't tell somebody, God, to fill them up. Fill me up. Fill me up.
Well, your gas tank empty. Hey.
You don't want to get me started on this. I'll wreck somebody's theology on this. Anybody don't think you need to be filled by God daily? That's what baptism is. Baptism is to be fully submerged and fully involved. That's the definition of baptism. Some people don't know what it is. I want to be baptized. Say it with me. I want to be baptized by God's goodness.
Amen to that.
Baptized in it.
Yes, sir.
I want to be baptized in it. I want God to baptize me.
You know what I want the presence of the Lord around me more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, like right now, he's right here joining us
thank
for
you,
sure,
Lord.
Isn't he?
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read something. I'm going to go off script here a little
all
bit.
All right.
For all you guys who was wondering, you know. let me give you this, Mike. Let
okay.
me give you this. Let's see. Let's go back to. Stay with me, guys. Stay with me. 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 Go to Luke 11. I'm going to help everybody. Patty Lynn is calling for saying hello from Kentucky. I think I was watching somebody do a podcast from Kentucky or something yesterday.
Okay,
let's
Luke
see.
11.
Let's go to 11:1. I want to make sure that I'm scripturally correct. I don't want anybody to get their panties in a bunch. And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Right? Am I reading that right? He said, teach us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
As John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth it is, your will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Sorry about that, guys. My highlighter's throwing me off. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Mm-hmm. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
That's what we do.
Verse 5, stay with me. Most of you guys don't read this, but I'm helping you out as a friend and a pastor and a good friend. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he said within him, trouble me not, the door is shut, my children are in bed with me, and I cannot rise and give to you. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, but because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and whoever seeks finds, to him who knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of who is the father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if it shall be an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then belong, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, listen to this, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. There it is. Don't tell your friends not to get mad. I've been preaching this for years, and everybody tries to manipulate it. Everyone's, oh, well, Pastor, don't really mean that. Well, I don't know. This is what Jesus said, wasn't it?
That's exactly what he said.
How do you take it when Jesus says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more? I want more. You want more. I want more. If we're going to have more of anything, why not be the Holy Ghost? How do you interpret it? Can you twist and contort it so it doesn't mean the Holy Ghost? It means the Holy Ghost. He says the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Here's the deal. I know one thing. You won't get it unless you ask.
All right.
This ought to shake you down to your house slippers.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a hat, this ought to pop the top on your hat.
Oh, yeah.
This ought to give you goosebumps. You ought to. What did they say when they found gold back in the hills? Eureka, wasn't it? I don't. What does Eureka mean? Eureka. You ought to just be shouting, I have hit the jackpot. I hit the jackpot this morning. I hit the jackpot this morning. I hit the jackpot. I hit the jackpot.
You know what? If you know Jesus, you know, hit that jackpot every day.
I hit the jackpot. And all this, guys, all this is earth shaking, new shaking? Is it noteworthy? Absolutely. Has it been there all this time? Absolutely. That's why I've told each and every one of you guys, all you got to do is sit down and take inventory of actually who you really are, and then you really won't have a problem praying to the Lord.
No.
The problem with the world is, and the politicians that come up to the podiums and just spew forth one lie after another, they've never taken inventory of who they are. Because they wouldn't continue to get up to the dang podium and lie to the American people over and over and over and over. And people eat it hook, line, and sinker because it's gift wrapped for human consumption.
Yeah. I don't even want to.
You ought to just say, you know what? I was on the Overcomer Hour with Mike and Pat, And the one thing I took away is I can get more of the Holy Spirit by asking everything.
Yes.
And what will happen is you'll do this and you'll get filled and you'll get excited and you'll overcome all the things of hell and the earth. You'll overcome everything because he says you're an overcomer in 1 John. Start quoting the scripture back mm-hmm. to your Facebook friends and the enemy and see what they do with it.
Yeah.
And I promise, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a 5-day challenge or just 2 or 3 days till you get to the Good Friday service. Just say, you know what? God, fill me. And just quote back the scripture right here. Quote back the scripture to your friends. Guys, what do you guys do with Luke 11:13? You think it was a one-time thing? God saved you and he filled you with the Holy Spirit and you can't get any more, me. So don't worry about getting any more.
Mm.
Don't worry about getting any more. It's a one-time offer. Like it's a blue light special at Kmart. You can get more of Jesus by being with him every day, just like you are with your spouse, just like you are in anything. The more you do it, the better you get, the closer he comes, and the better your relationship is.
Well, you know, the thing is, we need to realize we go before
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus every day.
You should.
And pray and ask for things. I say things that could be prayers for your family or prayers for...
Why not? Why not? Yeah. Who are you going to ask, Santa Claus?
Yeah, right. And you need to just...
Let's stop it with the kiddie stuff. Here's my deal. I'm gonna pray till the socks come off.
Yeah, don't you enjoy it when you get done praying? I enjoy praying to the Lord.
I love praying, and I probably don't do near enough of it. I'll just be honest with you, but I'm trying to pray, and my gosh, I don't know why anybody would leave the show going. I just hit the dang jackpot.
Well, that doesn't just make sense. On resurrection, he came and left his Holy Spirit for us.
Can I tell you something, and we'll end the show with this? It'll be a couple minutes. Hang on there, guys. I was, and God loved the guy. I have no idea who he is, and whatever you do. I was somewhere, and it was at one of these convenience stores, and there was a guy in front of me, and he looked like a businessman. He was dressed in a business attire, and he was playing the scratch-off lottos.
Mm-hmm.
And just going through, looking at like there's a board, they put it there, you can play like 19 different lotto scratch-offs. And they great big cards and everything, and look at, grown man, 60 years old, looking at, I'll take one of these, and all the study in it. And I wonder if people studied the Bible the way they studied the lotto.
Yeah,
what their life would be like. And I know some people play it every day.
That's something I've never really ever done, was play.
If you studied the Word of God with as much vigor and as much passion and as much... They'll drive to the convenience store to go play the scratch off. Give me that one, and that one, and that one, and give me $5 on my tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got $20. Give me that one, that one, that one, that one, and then give me $5 on the tank. Well, $5 is going to get you a gallon and a half of gas.
Yeah.
And then you got 15 cards that ain't going to amount to a hill of beans. But they'll drive to that store over and over again. They'll watch the TV and get in the paper to find out if they won. Here's the deal. If you spend that much time in your Bible, not only would you not, you would be, one, you'd be able to fill up your tank all the way. Yeah. And two, you'd have more money that you could give to God's kingdom that you would see that would last forever.
Yeah. Amen to that, yeah, because...
Can you spend more than? Oh, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but I don't understand a lot of things.
I don't either. All you need to understand is Jesus died on the cross so you could be have eternal life.
Jason Huggs said it's a voluntary tax. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm making conversation. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me and Mike with our new hooded sweatshirts on. I don't know. I just don't know. Terry Bjork said, hey, man. I don't know. I'm trying to back out of this slowly. There's certain things. Let me end the show with this. There are just certain things that we, as grown-ups, like most of the people that are watching the show, we just don't need to do that anymore. I mean, if you're your age, my age, or you guys watching the show, most of you guys are retired, or there's some young kids out there that are watching that are stay-at-home moms and this kind of thing, third shift people. There comes a time when we just don't, the Bible says that when I was a child, I acted like a child, but when I became a man, I left childish ways behind me.
Amen.
I don't need to wish on a star. Amen. And I don't need to read my horoscope. And I don't need to think that there's a pot of money for me somewhere if I scratch off a card. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to take that money and invest it so I got some for retirement. That's all I'm saying. That's all I was trying to say.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's just a thought. So tell me what you think and whatever. So we'll go through a couple comments and we'll pray. We are officially out of time, and we didn't even get to what's going on Wednesday. I'll do a Facebook Live on that today. So you guys are awesome, and I have such a good time being here with my buddy Mike. He makes my day. Let's see. Love and blessings to each of you. Marianne Fee says, just like people don't change their oil, they wonder why their car acts up. Oh, my gosh. Sandra Maxwell said, amen. Terry Berick, amen. Preach it. All right. Pray, Mike. We got to go.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. We ask for your guidance, your protection, and your continued love, and we get it all from you, the Heavenly Father there in heaven. We ask that you continue to bless everyone out there listening. And everyone who doesn't know you, get to know you. Mm-hmm. And those who want to know more of you, read more about you. Mm-hmm. And we just continue to ask you, we all have a great day and week as we get ready for a Good Friday service. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Hey, guys, Pastor Pat Wrangley, my co-host and friend, the runway model, Mike Woods Sr. We're going to remind you of two things. Jesus loves you and I love you.
Have a great day in the Lord.
We'll see you.
Yep, do that.